government. Out of the 11 committee membership. So thus far, Mr. Khair, we cannot proceed with our meeting. On behalf of those that are not here, I apologize on their behalf that we are going to start before they come. How we put it, you are apologizing on their behalf as they are not here, because we are not starting before they come. Mr. Khair?
Chair, I did see Member Kawula in the lift this morning, so I don't know if he's just late this morning, but I did see her. But, I know Mr. Basson has apologized because he's got a meeting today and tomorrow in Brits. And that's all I know of.
You know, when you say you did see Mrs. Kawula, you're bringing me bad news. Bad memories, sorry. You know, the bad memories talk to... One time we were looking for a directive from the Department of Water and Sanitation regarding Gauteng in Northwest. And, you know, Choki and Joy and them kept on saying to me, but here is the directive, Chair. Yes, please. You know, on the iPad, here is it. And then I kept on saying to them, there is no directive until I see it in front of my desk. So, Mrs. Kawula, until we see her here, she is not here. She probably has other priorities elsewhere. We all know that the meeting starts at 9:30. We were meant, as per the directive of the House Chair, to start at 11 o'clock. But looking at the pile of work that we have, we insisted that we should start at 9:30 so that we don't go beyond having to rush to the chamber and missing out on lunch for some of us. The only one, two apologies that we have, the other one is still on its way. Mr. Basson's apology is not here yet. That's another story. But Ms. Ngostilikulu has apologized because he's got other parliamentary commitments. I would imagine he's attending another committee. So that's about it, and also we were told by the committee secretariat that the minister will join us after 10:30 or after 10. And also Mr. Nguni did indicate that his flight only lands here at 9:30. So he'll join us around 10:15, depending on the traffic from the airport. So in the meantime, there are muffins out there. There is coffee for those that drink coffee, tea, water, and also time to scanner a bit. And yeah, let me skirmish with the DJ.
At least we are improving now, Chairperson.
Guy's doing his PhD, he's just written it. He's senior treasury, and he's done it at Stellenbosch, and the article was written by his supervisor. And it's going through what happened in 2002, and what happened in 2008, and what the lessons are for today, particularly in terms of the supply of lending out to SMEs, which apparently is why they had a crash in 2002. But a lot of banks were down, really. A lot of banks, you cannot. That's right, that looks still a good one. You know, I find South African economy is one which I don't really understand. A lot of things are hidden. Very obscure. The previous week was a really interesting one as well, which was espousing, but they didn't say it, the DA policy, which is get rid of all tax now. And I didn't know 42% of clothing and footwear. Mm-hmm. Do venture over there. We're very high tariffs, protecting the African industry. Now, I thought they'd all gone in the 1994-98 gear revolution. But the last week's Fin week, same page, saying this would be a great advantage. Well, there was then commentary that came back, I noticed through the social media, saying that whereas it's been done elsewhere, the advantage to the consumer is very low indeed, only about 1% reduction in retail prices. They certainly destroyed the industry of the countries concerned. But I didn't know that there was in clothing and footwear, and commentary on that one, so that's the area I know about, a tariff barrier for exporting into South Africa. Anyway, I find Fin Week really very interesting. I should myself.
What is your specialisation in the water?
Oh, my specialisation is climate change and issues of water scarcity.
Okay.
And again, I...
in behavioural adaptations to that?
Well, not really. My background is that I created a company, my own, a colleague, and we float up in the UK stock market and the FTSE 100, so I know how the business world works. Then I became a politician in the UK. I was in the Blair government, and I'm Deputy Mayor of London, so I know how the political world works. You know, I represent the UK at the WTO, and also I was on the board of the UNDP for Africa, you know, so. And then for the last 10 years I've been academic. I decided to retool myself to be something new. So,
well, if you have time, I'd love to share my proposal with you and get your comment.
I'm very happy to do so. But what I'm trying to say is that I look at things in the broadest way. For instance, the thing which I'm being asked to comment on.